Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Crown Cleaners, and real quick,
go ahead and
here,
do it.
Introduce our new intern here, our new sidekick. Welcome to the family. We don't know what to call him, and we've put the Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question up online today, taking the pulse of the people, and you'd say that
it's a final now.
You have 137 votes cast. I think it's pretty much done. 44% of the audience is going with Guy. 26% say Trey. So that's a pretty big gap. I don't think this is changing. I think we're set here. 17% go Pat. 13% go Ray. I think it's done. Welcome to Fan Run, our new update guy. Guy Patterson III.
Guy the update guy.
Stop. Just
that's just, fantastic.
Just stop.
Guy the update guy. Go. Number one.
Go ahead, Guy.
All right, starting things off, number one, some pretty tragic news. Former NFL player and South Carolina State standout Phillip Adams killed five people in South Carolina early this morning, late last night. He then proceeded to kill himself. In the story, it says that he killed his doctor, his doctor's wife, their two grandchildren, and somebody that was working at their house.
Holy hell, man. With a gun?
Kind of doctor.
Is it a gunshot?
I believe it was with a gun. In the story, it just says that Dr. Robert Leslie was there. I'm trying to see if it says. It just says prominent doctor and his wife. It doesn't say what kind
That's
of doctor
just terrible,
it was.
Man.
But it was his doctor. It was. They had a relationship.
Just terrible. Is absolutely horrendous. I mean, I don't. I'm guessing we're going to find out that guy had some serious mental issues. Yeah. And he played in the NFL for. He was with the 49ers for a while and played football for a long time.
Taking a lot of shots.
Yeah. So it's just he played 78 NFL games over five seasons with six teams, and obviously played college ball. And just
high
a
school.
Terrible tragedy.
It said he used a .45 and a 9mm.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
All right. Now moving on to something a little more uplifting. Baltimore Orioles' Trey Mancini made his home debut today to a standing ovation after coming back from beating cancer in 2020. He was diagnosed with colon cancer at the beginning of spring training, right around when all the COVID stuff was really starting to break out. Had to miss all of 2020 due to his colon cancer. Beat it back in September, started working out again, made his return to the MLB this season, and just made his home re-debut.
Fantastic news. Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, he beat out a double play grounder, later scored on a two-run homer. So, yeah. Great way to come back to the ballgame.
Yeah, he officially made his debut at Boston a few days ago, and Boston also gave him a standing ovation. But when you re-debut in front of your home crowd, it's always more meaningful.
Very cool.
All right, Earl Timberlake. A standout wing guard from Miami, the Miami Hurricanes, has transferred to Memphis to play for Penny Hardaway.
Earl Timberlake, he now becomes the second most famous Timberlake in Memphis.
Yeah, he'll never surpass number one.
Number four, Knoxville's own and UT grad Bianca Belair will challenge Sasha Banks for the SmackDown Women's Championship this weekend at WrestleMania.
I heard her on The Blitz earlier today.
Yeah. I listened to that interview also.
Are you a big wrestling fan?
I like wrestling, yeah. I do.
Wait. I ask you, that's an odd response, right? Because I ask you, are you a big wrestling fan? Most people say, yeah, or like, no, there's not. Yeah, I like wrestling.
No, I wouldn't say I'm a big wrestling fan anymore. Okay. I don't really watch modern day product. I watch the pay per views. I don't really watch weekly.
Pay per view watcher.
Who's the current champion WWE?
Gosh, Drew McIntyre. I don't know.
Okay, you're a big wrestling fan. All right, it's bigger than me anyway.
I have no idea who it is, but I will watch.
Well, Roman Reigns. There's one. I know Roman Reigns is one, but they have two. I don't know who the other one is.
I'd forgotten. He was a big-time defensive tackle at Georgia Tech, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He played for Georgia Tech. He was really good for him, too, from what I remember.
He'd bring the pain.
He's related to The Rock and part of that whole family.
Congrats to the local gal. Hope she does well.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's pretty cool. Congrats to Blitzed for having her on. That's a big guest. Big get for them.
Yeah, I think that's the second time they've had her on, too.
Yeah. Well, Rick's a wrestling guy. So.
All right, and lastly, a 1938 comic from Action Comics that was the first ever appearance of Superman in a comic book sold at auction for a record price of $3.25 million.
Superman number one, Action Comics?
Yep. I don't know if it's called Superman number one. On the picture, it just shows Action Comics. It doesn't actually say Superman. But it's the first ever appearance that Superman.
Is it a nickel?
It was 10 cents when it first came out.
Yeah.
Were you a big comic book guy, Bear, growing up? I know that you and Craig were into other sorts of magazines.
Other sorts
comics.
Of publications and periodicals. Yes, we were. My generation, it was like we played electric football. Yeah, we had comic books too, Russ. We didn't. Cartoons
weren't on. I know you had comic books. I'm just asking, were you a big comic book? My generation had comic books.
I didn't collect them, but I can't remember. One of the guys in our crew was big into comics, and we'd just go to his house and read them. And he'd get all pissy because we were like creasing the pages and stuff.
Oh, don't crease the page. He kept them in those little plastic sleeves. Yeah, he was that guy.
Yeah, but he was one of the smallest guys in our crew, so we'd all be like, shut up.
And I remember out of my core group of five or six best friends who I still keep in touch with, there were two or three of them that were really into comic books, and I couldn't understand. I was like,
I'd read them if it was like a.
I never read them.
It was like raining or something. We couldn't go outside. But like in the same guy that collected, he finally got smart. He talked his parents into getting him an Atari, and then like an Intellivision. You know, we started, and then it got to be Nintendo, and once he got video games, we stopped messing up his comic books. And then we just took over his gaming system.
So are you a big fan of the movies and all that stuff that comes out now?
I like some of the X-Men ones, but...
you don't watch the Marvel Cinematic Universe or any of that?
No.
Not
at all.
He's got time, you know? There's so many of them.
I've got a child, and he's got... I watch him more now simply because my kid's 14, and it's one of the things we watch, so...
Oh, I guess I'm in a boat all alone. I've seen them all.
You've seen all of them.
All of them.
Except for the Avenger movies?
Except for the new one that just came out.
I used to watch them all. I used to be really into it, too. But what was the Logan? The black and white? Was it black and white with
Wolverine? Yeah, the Logan movie?
Just a little bit different. And after that one, that's when I was like, you know what?
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
I'm not doing it anymore. I can't.
First I like of all, that too one because it showed the backstory.
And it showed the backstory. Yeah, let me guess. There was a big villain that came into the picture at some point, and they had it out, and maybe the villain seemed to have the upper hand for a little bit or something. At the end of the day,
could you let me finish?
You interrupted me.
Well, I don't care.
And the Wolverine wins at the end. Did the Wolverine win? Has he won in all the movies? The good guys win.
Always win.
Always win. Oh my god,
Wolverine's one of the immortals.
Yeah, he can't.
They're
can't be
all
killed.
Immortal.
No, they're
they
not.
All win.
No,
not all the mutants are immortal.
No, in fact, I think I may have proven to myself that I'm kind of X-Men comic book guy because I know more about it than you do.
Thank you, guy. That is the one thing I will gladly bend the knee. Yes, you know more about
guy. The update guy. Good, good. Top five.
Brought to you this afternoon by Crown Cleaners. Starch Madness continues. Through the end of the month, bring in three dress shirts. Get the fourth laundered for free at Crown Cleaners. All you got to do is go to our website, fanrunradio.com. Click on the Starch Madness logo. From there, you can print off the coupon and stick it in with your shirts before they're picked up. Or just show it to them on your phone when you take your shirts up there to Crown Cleaners. Support one of our longest running sponsors here on The Drive at Fan Run Radio. crowd cleaners, locally owned and operated, Vol Fan owned and operated. It was a rough year, 2020, for the dry cleaning business. Let's help them bounce back strong. Go to fanrunradio.com, get that Starch Madness coupon. Take your shirts up there to Crowd Cleaners to get dry cleaned. All right, 865-546-8200. The Masters continue. We have a new leader, Justin Rose. You heard Haji talking about. He's hasn't played much golf this year and picks up the clubs. And go figure, he's leading round one of the Masters, 4 under par.
And only on 14th hole, too, so he's still got a little way to go.
A lot of guys in at 3 under, a lot of guys in at 2 under. It is going to be, it looks like, a high-scoring round one of the Masters. Other notables, Patrick Reed is amongst those in the clubhouse at 2 under, 2 shots back. Colin Morikawa, last year's PGA winner, even par through 10. We have Jordan Spieth, last week's winner, 1 over through 10. Charles Schwartzel, former Masters champion, 2 over, 74 on the day. Brooks Koepka is out there. Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson, all 2 over par. All those guys in the clubhouse with 74s. Justin Thomas, 2 over through 10. So it's playing tough.
DeChambeau, plus 4, right now, 4 over.
Mickelson at plus 3, DeChambeau plus 4. So, yeah, some big
numbers.
So
is this going to be a day where the real accurate guys with the real controlled games are, can make some hay?
As opposed to the big hitters?
Yeah. Like DeChambeau, if Augusta's kind of playing hard, this is definitely not a course I would see him going low on. I may be completely wrong, but he's at plus 4 right now, and his style doesn't really – suit itself to what's going on down there today.
Yeah, don't forget, come out, see us tomorrow. We'll be at Hops and Hollers from noon till 8 p.m. Have some great giveaways to tell you about out there tomorrow. Going to be a lot of fun. Guy, did you say the MLB?
They
told you said the MLB. That is one of the drive's pet peeves. The MLB. It's not the MLB. It's just MLB.
Major League Baseball, dude.
You should know this. You're a big MLB guy.
It was because I was reading from my phone, and that's why. So, but I wouldn't normally say that. So
nobody would have written the MLB in their story.
How would I phrase it? I'll have to go back and listen because I said Trey Mancini made his.
Are you going
to
go his debut in the MLB?
His re-debut.
I don't think is a word.
So well, it can be.
Go back. Don't get defensive, guy. Don't get defensive.
Re-debut. Is it Merriam-Webster?
Go back and listen to the tape. Review the film. Don't let it define you. Come back. Get better. Move on. Don't let it define you. 865-546-8200. Your number if you want to get on the show. I'm sorry. We've got phone calls. I've just been here blabbering the whole time. T-Carp is next. Good afternoon, T-Carp. You're on the drive. T-Carp going once. T-Carp going twice. I guess he gave up on us. I understand. It was a long top five at 5. And then I went into the Masters. It can get old after. I get it, T-Carp. You can call back. We'll get you on.
T-Carp, call back, please.
TJ, the Kentucky fan, is next. Good afternoon, TJ.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Hey, not a lot. Got some quick things for you. One of my buddies works at the JSA certifier for, like, sports memorabilia. And today he sent me a picture. Y'all were talking about, like, collectible magazines. He sent me a picture that a 1952 Roberto Clemente signed Major League Baseball went past his desk that was 100% certified. Now, if you remember, Clemente didn't sign with the Pirates until 55. So that means somebody had to have gotten his autograph in Puerto Rico in 52 before he went to the majors. That has to cost a pretty penny.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I've never been big collectibles guy, but it would be nice to have a Roberto Clemente autograph baseball. I'd imagine that would fetch a pretty penny.
Well, that'd be just a super cool piece just because he's such a legendary kind of tragic figure in baseball. Incredible player and the humanitarian and the way he passed away.
Unbelievable. My question for you guys, and I wanted to ask an outside source this question. I heard you guys talking about the Twins maybe picking Kentucky, battling Tennessee, all that stuff. Today we had the number one kicker in the nation sign with Kentucky, pick Kentucky over Ohio State, Alabama, all these other schools. Is it a generational thing to where, you know, I know Bear said, you know, Kentucky, if you want to be a loser. Because, you know, back in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, Kentucky did suck. But you got to think these kids who we're recruiting now are remembering the years of Kentucky going, you know, 11-2 or, you know, Tennessee going 4-8. Or so is it a generational thing to where, like, the old guys like me and you guys think that, oh, my God, it's a shock Kentucky gets another 4-star in football. But then to the newer age kids, it's not a shock anymore?
No, I think all they have to do is do a, you know, a quick 5-second Google and realize that you guys would have to beat us for like 30 years in a row to even be competitive with us. I mean, it's a lot more lopsided in football than it is in basketball between us, the margin.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
So no, I don't think it's that big of a shit. The only reason you guys have had the traction you've had over us the past few years is because we hired 4 complete morons. And you guys have hats off to you. You've capitalized on our 100-year low in football, and you've kind of. I mean, it's kind of sad and pathetic in a way how Kentucky has tried to co-opt, you know, different. I mean, just out and out trademarks and things that are associated with Tennessee football. You got the grocery store field, and all of a sudden, you guys went checkerboard. After, you know, it had been a Tennessee tradition going back to the early 90s, and you guys jumped on that. Well, and imitation's the sincerest form of flattery, but, I mean, we aren't going to be horrible forever. I'll still contend with that, TJ, so no. Always shock me anybody will want to go play football at Kentucky instead of Tennessee.
Okay, I do want to point out, though, Bear, yes, I honestly hate the checkerboards, too. I wish they would go away. I absolutely hate them. I don't know when Tennessee started it, but actually, Kentucky had checkerboards on their end zone.
My finger's on the trigger right now. He's gone full Kentucky.
But I hate the checkerboards. I hate them.
It's interesting, you know, Kentucky. We just grew up. I mean, those of us grew up in the 80s and 90s. It was just they weren't any good. I mean, you had the
they weren't good in the
Jerry
80s.
Claiborne.
They weren't good in the
70s. Era and. I guess Bill Curry was there for a while. I mean, they were just terrible. And even when they had Hal Lemmy, it was like they were fun to watch, but it was gimmicky at the time, and they didn't really do anything with it. I have all the respect in the world for Rich Brooks and Mark Stoops. I mean, they've been quality coaches, and that's a tough job, and they've done well.
I wouldn't trade anybody we've had in the past, you know, going all the way back to Fulmer. I'd trade any of these bums for Mark Stoops.
But as it pertains to now, I mean, to answer your – get back to your original question, I could see why the Wade twins would give serious consideration to Kentucky over Tennessee. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it. I see why they're doing it. And to me, this is why I think this is a big test for Heupel, and in some ways bigger than the Ty Simpson thing, because – Ty Simpson, you're going up against Alabama, going up Clemson. That's a big-time recruitment, even if he is in state.
Yeah, but here's –
but when you're going with a guy that's right down the road from you and twins that are right down the road from you, and you're going up against Kentucky, and no offense, TJ, but this is something where you just got to roll up your sleeves and do what you got to do to get them. I'm not talking about paying anybody. You got to go there and convince these kids to come here, because if you can't, then – that to me is a red flag.
I don't think it's as big of a red flag as you and TJ are making it out to be, simply for this reason. Kentucky is able to because they can't get in the room with, you know, like Ty Simpson and some of the higher tier quarterbacks that Tennessee's still able to recruit. As bad as we've been, you know, Kentucky doesn't have a shot at those guys. So they're able to go tell this kid that, yeah, he will be the man, because they haven't had a quarterback up there in like 10 years. Who was their last quarterback?
Who?
Kentucky. Tell me the last time they had a legit quarterback, and don't tell me anybody of the past 4 or 5 years, because you guys haven't had one. These guys are all wide – you know, these guys have been wide receivers.
You got to go back to Andre Woodson?
Probably.
Yeah, I'd say Andre Woodson.
So they're able to make, you know, a lot more – big time promises to a quarterback that, you know, Josh Heupel, you know, he's in a position where he's going to, you know, he'll tell this kid, and he means it. He'll give him a shot at quarterback. But, you know, keep in mind, he'll also tell him, you know, we aren't going to stop recruiting these other guys.
Well, I know one thing. For right now, and this isn't a knock on you guys, I'm enjoying it because I know all it will take is for a school like Tennessee, same as Nebraska, for you guys to have two or three good seasons in a row and y'all are back on the top. So for right now, I'm going to enjoy it before that happens because it's got to happen soon. I know it is. Like, sports go through this
TJ,
crap all the time.
Who do you think you're talking to? Yeah, we know. We've been telling ourselves that for years. And I'm glad you still believe it. Tennessee fans started to question it, I think, a little bit. TJ, we love you, man. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, bud. Have a good one.
TJ, the Kentucky fan, making his presence felt. It's sad that TJ has more faith in Tennessee football getting back than a lot of the Tennessee fans I hear calling this radio station.
That's what's so maddening to me, and I think to you. I can't speak for you or for you, Guy, that, you know, I've still got hope that we can do that because TJ's exactly right. It's what happened in the 80s. Started getting a little momentum in 83. Did we take a step back in 84? We still beat Alabama. And then in 85, we went to the Sugar Bowl. 86, we had – I can't remember, but that's where it kind of started. And then once we hit after that real down year, what was that, 87?
88.
88. And then from 89, we from midway through 88 through 2008.
I think that
– 20 years.
College football, it's a lot like the MLB, as Guy likes to say. We measure everything through the lens of history and tradition, and so it's easy for us old heads to say, well, it's like it was in 1985, or well, it's like it was in the 90s, and we all talk about that.
Right.
It doesn't matter anymore, man. It's ancient history. It has nothing other than the fact that we've got a big stadium now because of all those wins, and Peyton Manning's name is up there. It doesn't have anything to do with what's happening right now.
No, because there's so much. I think a lot of it is so much money is into the sport now, and it's trickled out to, you know, most schools in the Power Five can field competitive teams, and there's just a lot more really good football players to pick from now.
Well, think about this.
It's the evolution of the sport.
You want to feel old? Think about this. I was thinking about I've been reading a lot of old Tennessee stuff lately.
Okay.
So Peyton Manning was – he was a student of the game. Most of these kids right now, you go and ask these kids, hey, can you name me five players from the 98 team? There's no way. I bet you there's not a single player over there right now who could name you five guys off that team. I guarantee you.
Right.
So, but Peyton Manning was that rare guy. And I think it was more common back then. You're a student of the game. You have respect for the history and tradition. So, like, he used to talk about.
A lot of those guys did.
He used to talk about Hank Lauricella. Was one of his guys, right? Okay, so Peyton was there in the mid-90s. Lauricella was there in the early 50s, all right? So you've got about 40 years gap there, all right?
Mm-hmm.
To us, Hank Lauricella is – most people listening to this show might not even know who that is. But he was a great tailback of General Nealon's last teams in the 1950 and 1951. And so that's 40 years, right, between Manning – looking back on Lauricella, 40 years from now, are guys you watched play. Jimmy Streeter, that was 40 years ago. Whoever was on the 1980, Alan Cockrell.
Yeah.
Jimmy Streeter was the first great
Tennessee quarterback I pulled for.
When you think of those guys, you don't think of it in black and white terms. That's the way this generation looks at them. So the Manning era – Heath Shuler, Andy Kelly, like those guys that we grew up watching, it's meaningless. They don't know who those guys are.
Yeah, no, you prove it. Who was the starting quarterback for Tennessee your first game?
First game I attended in person?
Yeah.
Worley.
You want to hear who mine was?
I'm not from Tennessee, so like that's.
Oh, well.
So
what was yours?
Jeff Francis. But it. Doesn't matter. Like the larger point here is that it doesn't matter.
I get it.
So like we just got to stop thinking in terms of, well, we got to get it back to the 90s. No. That, first of all, it's not going to happen. Second of all, don't play football that way anymore. Third of all, nobody remembers that. We got to figure out whatever the next iteration of Tennessee football is.
Well, sure.
And then get there.
But it still doesn't change the fact that if you got to build, you got to get a couple of, you know, two or three seasons and build, get some momentum built back up, and then try and work your way back into the top of the conference.
Yeah.
And you can do it here because you're given every financial and, you know, every advantage possible to be successful.
Got to get the players, man.
But that's it.
You got to get players. And you
right now, the best players aren't. We're going to have to get some kids that want to take a chance on coming to Tennessee, that really like Tennessee, that pan out and we, you know, win some games. Games that we aren't supposed to win. We got to get back to doing that.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. It's Fan Run Radio. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
Welcome back. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio. Russ LeBaire cruise along with you on a Thursday afternoon edition of the show. 865-546-8200. Your number to get up with us. Yeah, coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to being back at Hops and Hollers. Special all-day remote out there at Fan Run to watch round two of the Masters. We'll just be hanging out, drinking some cold beverages, watching some golf. John and the boys will be there noon to 3. Then we'll be there from 3 to 6. You can win a $125 Inward Half shopping spree, Inward Half golf apparel. Really cool stuff, locally owned and operated golf apparel brand out there. So we look forward to supporting them, as well as First Tee of Greater Knoxville. We'll be telling you more about what they've got going on out there. That is tomorrow, Hops and Hollers on North Knoxville Central Street. Come on out and see us tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio. A couple lines available. You want to jump in, go ahead and take a shot. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. If you want to jump in this afternoon on The Drive, talking a little Tennessee football, talking a little Tennessee basketball. Earlier, if you missed Christopher Gabriel on the program, you got to go back out and check out him. He won me over a little bit and made me see the error of something that I just think a narrative that at least I've been talking about for years, which is I just want to see Tennessee go to a Final Four. That's what I want to see. We've never been. I want to see Tennessee basketball go to a Final Four. Christopher's standpoint is you got to set your goals, man. And this is a program that can win a national championship. Just go ahead and, like, let's say that's the goal. Let's say that's the goal. And that way, if it's like the free throw shooter that wants to, your goal is to shoot 90% from the free throw line. Well, that's a pretty high goal. Okay, set your goals high. And even if you don't hit 90%, if you get 8 out of 10, that's 80%. That's pretty darn good. Not a lot of 80% free throw shooters out there. So set your goal a little bit higher than what you would actually be willing to settle for. We should talk about winning a national championship, because the truth of the matter is, if you get to the Final Four, what's two more wins? If you're going to go all the way there, you might as well go to win the whole darn thing. To paraphrase Jake Taylor.
Just don't order the champagne early like Gonzaga did, apparently.
Yeah.
Whoa. Gonzaga what? They ordered champagne.
Yeah, there was an interview with one of the Baylor.
I thought you were just making a figure of speech. They actually ordered champagne?
Yeah, they.
Oh, well, for the locker room.
Yeah, they ordered the champagne before the game, saying basically acting like they had already won. And one of the Baylor players came out and said, that's why we went out there and stomped them. Because they were acting like they already
won. Heard about the champagne. Yeah.
Offended the Baylor boys.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, I do.
Well, but, I mean, what would you rather be, the school? I kind of like it. Yeah, let's order the champagne. It's like we're checking.
No, but that's just classic. One of the Baylor guys sees him loading the champagne in there and goes back and gets – it's somebody like me, just somebody can really get people riled up.
You guys
quick.
Won't believe what I saw. These brought in the champagne.
And bringing in champagne. It'd be like one of my voicemails. Blank, 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 champagne, blank.
Somebody did want us to read another. I've got more.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've got all these.
I've got a lot of anger, don't I?
Let's Let's see. Here's one from September 1st, 2019. This is a while ago.
That would be Georgia State, maybe?
Oh, it might be. Oh. September 1st, 2019. Was that Georgia State?
I think so.
All right, so here is and again, if you're just joining us, Bear is amazed at the transcription feature on the iPhone voicemail box.
Fascinating.
Everybody knows you click on somebody sends you a voicemail. And again, you're the only human I know. I get a lot of automated voicemails. I don't get any human voicemails except from Bear. So like when I go read one, here's one. Blank is a courtesy call to let you know your prescription order is ready for pickup, blah, 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 right? And so rather than actually listen to the automated voicemail, you just kind of read it, get a sense of it, and okay.
You said that was September 1st, 2018?
2019.
2019. Okay. 2018 was West Virginia. Let me see.
So this is
Georgia
Bear's
State. It's
this
gotta
is
be.
The transcription. And the transcription is never accurate. It always misses a word here or there. Excuse me. And it leaves a blank, an actual blank for, I guess, curse words. So here's Bear's voicemail. Let me blank. I just say I'm blank bras, but I thought you won't answer the God blank phone blank, yet talk to everybody blank, 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 city or not blank, blank, if you can't even pick up the phone to talk to blank, down off the ledge, and we got it done, blank, blank, off, blank, 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 it's for blank, have a blank, come pick up the phone, talk about what the blank, blank, going to talk about the blank. Has to be Georgia State, right?
That game was on August 31st, so yeah, probably.
Oh, it was the day after.
That was a Sunday call.
You're so mad. Even on Sunday,
I remember
so
that
mad.
Call now. I remember that call.
That call.
Yeah, because the last line, the last few words aren't curse words. It said, what the blank we're going to talk about this week on the blank and blank show, is what it should have said. I was really pissed at you. It was like a pre-week. I was panicking because we just lost to Georgia freaking State, and I was trying to figure out what the hell we were going to talk about. And I guess your whole point was, it doesn't matter. We don't have to plan for it. We're just going to open the phone lines, and the whole thing is going to burn down. Which, looking back on it now, that's what happened, and you were right. But I was I was all up my feelings because we lost to Georgia State, and I needed to talk to you. You're very distant sometimes when I'm emotionally needy about UT football.
I wonder why.
quite frankly, I think that it would behoove you and probably would do our show a lot of good if you'd be a little bit more understanding.
But okay, if you want empathy for me, you have to have empathy for me and realize what I went through, what I just got through. Okay, so I just did the voluntary reaction that day. Right after that game. So
pretty sure I did that one with
you. For 5, 6, 7 hours. No, that was me and Reed. And we're taking nothing but angry phone calls from Tennessee fans. Like, I've A, already gotten it out of my system, and B, been deluged with that sort of anger. The last thing I want to do on my Sunday is take a call from you saying all the stuff that I just heard, only angrier, on my Sunday, my day of rest, the Lord's Day. I don't need that.
I try to not call you on Sundays.
Have some empathy for me. How about me? Put yourself in my shoes, Bear. What about me?
Well, see, here we go again. It's always all about you.
What about me? Nobody understands me. Nobody has it.
I understand you plenty. I understand you plenty. I take up for you. I defend you against your detractors, of which there are a few. Not many. Nah. A few, if we're being accurate. And, I carry more water for you. I'm like one of those guys with like, what do they call it? The yoke with the big old fashioned, like 1700, like Revolutionary War, big wooden buckets slopping with water.
What?
It says, Russ, I'm carrying it around. I carry more water for you than anybody. I'm like an ox. Team of oxen carrying your water. Pick up the phone. Let me rage at you. If you just say hello and set the phone down, that would avoid all this. You don't even have to listen. Just let me think you might be listening. I'll just rage out in your phone. But no, you'd rather record it because you think it's funny.
I don't really want to record it either. It just sort of happens.
True.
Chris says, Tennessee fans being taken up for by Kentucky fans. Now we've seen it all. Tennessee fans, not exactly thrilled to be taken pity on by Kentucky.
Yeah,
fans.
I was wanting to flush him bad, but I didn't want to piss you off. I could tell that you...
He means well. I mean, he's being nice to us.
You were kind of waving me off, but there was only so much... I mean, I had to sit and listen to a Kentucky fan this morning. I couldn't move for 2.5 hours directly across from me.
Oh,
yeah.
Getting the old chemo.
Yeah. And we're going to be on the same days, same time.
So even sitting there, the magic medicine being pumped into you to save your life, you still, even then, cannot just put the sports take aside and just embrace the human being sitting across from you. You have to look at them as a Kentucky fan.
No, and it's like nobody will sit near us now. It's like me and him are the only two dudes in there, and it's all a bunch of women.
Uh-huh.
It's totally. I mean, it's like imagine what that island's like. You know, Wonder Woman's from. It's like that was. You know
what?
You know how it's just like all women. And it's just me and him in there, and then so nobody will sit near us. And then the nurses just kind of look at us.
They
like
won't.
We're crazy.
What, they won't sit because you're men, and they're like they just don't want to sit next.
No, they're not going to sit next to two. I mean, we basically just go back and forth throwing insults.
Once you're seated and hooked up, you can't move, right?
Yeah, well, you can. You can go to the bathroom. You just got to carry
it.
Oh,
it's like one of those towers.
Yeah, you unplug something and you take the tower with you. Have to because you go a lot. Anyhow, so, yeah, no, nobody wants to sit next to warring Kentucky fan and warring, a Kentucky and Tennessee fan who are just going back and forth, just ripping each other for 3 hours.
You talk trash to the Kentucky fan with you on chemo.
Yeah, he's my buddy Buck, and he comes right back at me. And then the nurses think it's hilarious.
See, they don't know you like I do. This could escalate and get out of control quickly.
I mean, I could end up smashing my IV pole over his head. If we're being frank. Nah, he's a nice guy, but yeah. I mean, he's a great guy. But, yeah, he's full on like TJ. He did that feeling sorry for me thing today, and that's how it started. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. You don't get to feel sorry for me. I feel sorry for you. That's what I told him.
We have named our new sidekick.
Guy.
Guy wins out over Trey in second. How do you feel about this? You realize, I told him, I was like, dude, you're very nonchalant about this. Like, you're choosing a name. This is – you're joining the show now, so, I mean, you're going to be successful whether you want to or not. I mean, we're going to drag you kicking and screaming. People are going to refer to you as Guy now. That's your name. Everybody here at the station is going to call you Guy, which is going to be – it's going to take some time, but that's going to be weird because they've been calling you Trey. Now they're going to start calling you Guy.
Whenever you make it out to – like, eventually you will leave the nest and you'll go out and spread your wings and – you'll be on a show like, for instance, you could end up on Get Blitz. You'd be like Get Blitz with, say, like Chance Collins, Brandon Orick, and Guy Patterson. Or on Overtime. Or
are you prepared to start introducing yourself as Guy? Because that's a thing, too.
Yeah, I am. I like the sound of it. It sounds more professional.
I'm really liking it.
It's so strange. How old are you?
I'm 27, about to be 28.
I can't imagine me like 14. And changing names. He's 27 years old. He's completely changed his name just for this stupid radio show.
I've gone by so many different names my entire life.
That's so
life.
Weird to me.
It's not to me.
That's so weird. I've only had one.
Like I know how you know me by what you call me. Which name you call me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, on that note, quick timeout. Shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Your number to get on the show. Back to wrap things up after this.
The Drum.
Hot Take, Cold Take brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. Guy?
All right, you guys ready? Here we go. Between Florida and Vanderbilt, Tennessee baseball will win at least four games.
Four games. So... we're either winning both series with at least two wins or sweeping one and then winning one game in the other.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's a cold take, man. I wish I could go there.
What was it again real quick? I'm sorry.
Between the Florida and Vanderbilt series, Tennessee baseball will win four games.
That's hot take. I got faith in my man and the boys.
Wow.
That mustache on that reliever of ours.
How about that? Tennessee baseball's got Bear feeling giddy. The barometer very high on Tony Vitello's baseball team right now.
And coach himself, the whole program.
Well, they're going to sweep Florida, so they're only going to need to get one win against Vanderbilt.
You think we're going
to
sweep Florida?
I wouldn't go that far.
I'd take two out of three right now.
I'll definitely take two out of three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Feeling it.
All right, moving on. Josh Heupel will outlast Butch Jones at their current head coaching positions.
That's actually a really good one. That is a really good one.
Butch could leave for a better job.
That and it's Central Arkansas. They're not going to – I mean, they'll – Not some, what is it? Arkansas State. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably pretty happy with that 7-9 year in and year out. Some up years being 9 wins, 8.
I don't get the feeling at all that he wants to be there more than 3 or 4 years. I think he wants to go in there, tear it up for 3 years, which is what he did at Central Michigan and Cincinnati, and then get another shot at the big time.
Is anybody going to give him another shot at the big time?
Yeah, if he has a couple of 8 or 9 win seasons there, yeah, I bet they will. He might have to do better. He might have to win 10 or 11 games at Arkansas State.
But he's not going to get one of the crown jewel jobs like he had here.
I could see him getting a job out west somewhere or something.
I could see
like
him
that.
Getting a Big Ten job. I could see him getting a, Iowa if Kirk Ferentz steps down. I mean, he had to be very successful. Like, he has to throw up a 10-2, 11-1, have a really good season. And Illinois, Indiana would be a job I could see him getting.
But Michigan State, a little too big?
He'd have to be pretty good. He'd have to do pretty well.
Think he'd have to win 11?
Yeah, I mean, he'd have to do well. I'm going to – you said Butch is going to outlast Heupel?
I said Heupel will outlast Butch.
That's a hot take for me. I think he will. Either way.
I would say hot because I think Heupel has at least 4 years, and that's like erring on the side of negativity.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. A good TV show is better than a good movie.
Wow.
That one's easy for me. Hot take. Hot, absolutely.
See, I would have
said – good TV show lasts years. It'll squeeze every bit of enjoyment out of it you can.
Yeah, but a good movie – what are the best movies? The Godfather.
My personal favorite is Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction is my favorite movie, too. I like this guy. is better than the best episode of the best TV show. But they're just so few and far between now, man. I just feel like
not a lot of good stuff.
There aren't a lot of great movies coming out. There are more good TV shows coming out than great movies.
Did you watch that movie, The Gentleman, I told you about yet?
No.
Yeah,
I haven't watched a movie in a while.
This weekend. It's good.
All right, that is hot take.
Yeah, that's all I got for today.
Okay. Cold take.
Good job, guy.
Brought to you by our good friends over at Blue Water Climate Control. To get your heating and air unit tested out now for summer that is just right around the corner. Blue Water Climate Control, call 865-299-2290 to schedule a quick service call. Let them know you heard us talking about it. Right here on Fan Run Radio, they love our customers. Y'all have been great about calling in there and getting your heating and air unit serviced by Blue Water Climate Control. They're a locally owned and operated business, a veteran-owned and operated business. Jeremy and company doing great work over there at Blue Water. It's about solutions, not sales pitches. That's why they get it done out there at Blue Water Climate Control, online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. You'll see Draymond Green's been in the news quite a bit.
What's he up to?
In the last day or two.
Megan Rapinoe?
Yeah, is it Rapinoe or
Rapinoe? Rapinoe? I'm not sure.
Anyway, I was just watching a thing. Well, there's that. So, all right, we'll start with the first one. He was on a podcast or something basically saying he's about tired of these U.S. women's soccer players going on and on about equal pay. The U.S. women's national team wants to get paid as much as the men's team. Which, and then Rapinoe came out and said, basically called him a moron in a very terse and it's whatever. They had a little back and forth there, which that's a complex issue. Like the women's soccer team has been bringing in money that's comparable, I think, to the men's soccer team. And Draymond's probably coming at it from like the WNBA versus the NBA, which there's no comparison there, right? The WNBA players have no leg to stand on as far as demanding equal pay with their men's counterparts. But the soccer thing has been a little bit different. The women have been very successful. They draw good crowds wherever they go. People watch them on TV. People watch the men's team on TV, but they didn't make the World Cup. They didn't make the World Cup last time. So that's a more complex issue. But the other thing he said, he was on a podcast, it said about the younger players in today's NBA, quote, "They soft as hell. I found myself trying to talk bleep to some of these young dudes that won't talk, and they're like trying to be a friend. That's what these young dudes do nowadays. I don't understand it." Think Draymond Green would have fit in back in the day, Bear?
Yeah.
Back in the olden days?
Yeah.
I think he would have too.
That's something that, I mean, I've talked about it with, you know, like all the guys, the, you know, lemonade drinkers down at the tank. He's one of the names that, few names that gets brought up that he's tough enough he could have played with the old days, back in the old days.
I do think he's a nice player. I think he gets a little too much credit. If he had been drafted by, say,
Denver.
Yeah, you wouldn't have heard about it. He did get to play next to Steph and Clay when they were in their prime.
KD.
And then they added KD. So, and he was a great role player for that team. Don't get me wrong. But
he's a solid. He's an above average NBA player, though.
You always see people on Twitter saying he's a Hall of Famer. Do you think?
I don't. I'd have to look at the. I don't know enough.
He's still way too young.
Let's get Roger in here. Roger, you're on the Drive Fan Run Radio.
Hi guys. How y'all doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Excellent. Doing fine. I wanted to ask you about the golf thing. I know we're having Augusta this weekend. I just wanted to ask y'all about it. I'm not a big golf fan, but I like to hear about it. So I just wanted to ask you about it. Like, I'm not a big fan. First, question about golf. I mean, I know it's kind of crazy, but I just want to ask you about it. First, I want to ask you is I'm not sure about you all, but I'm not a big fan. I just want to ask you, are y'all a big golf fan?
A big golf fan? Heck yeah, I am. And, you know, Russ, you are, I'm sure.
Yeah, I love it, Raj. It's
especially this time of year.
It's kind of like the NBA play. It's different. Like, I'm not going to watch the Valero Open or whatever on just some random weekend probably, but I try and watch all the majors, especially the last two rounds.
All right. I just want to ask you here. Are you pulling for anybody this weekend in golf and the tournament this weekend, buddy?
It's a good question. I like some of these young guys that are up and coming. The Murakawas, Champ, the guy who hits it a mile. I like some of those guys. I'm ready for some new blood. You know, if Tiger's not going to be in there, Phil Mickelson, yeah. I think his major days are done. So it's time to that game needs to replenish and grow some new stars. So that's what I'll be watching.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Bear?
With Tiger out of it, Raj, I'll probably be pulling for DJ. Who's some other guys I like? I'd love to see Phil get hot and at least be in the mix and in the hunt. And then I like the strange name guys like there's one guy, I never pronounce his name, right? Charles
Schwartzel.
Schwartzel. I like rooting for the weird name guys.
But Thank you, Raj. Appreciate the phone call. Draymond Green's career numbers: 8.8 points per game, 5.1 assists, 6.8 rebounds. That's his career average.
He ain't making the Hall of Fame. He
made 8 points a game, man. He's a great player. Tough as nails, great basketball IQ. He's a key part of those teams, but. I mean, got to have some standards, right? You got to at least average double figures. That is going to do it for us. Thank you, Guy. Thank you, Bear. We will be live tomorrow from Hops and Hollers right here on Fan Run Radio.